Hello and welcome to the Muskegon Community Education Center's Student Podcasts. These podcasts are made possible via a community service partnership between the Muskegon County Community Foundation, the Muskegon Community Education Center, and WGVU Public Media, and feature students from the Muskegon Community Education Center.
All right, today we're going to talk about my experience with the Poetry Out Loud program. And today I'm with my mentor, Gemini the Poet. This is for my English class. We're going to go over about how I felt about it and what I needed to improve on and how the experience was. So,
all right, so it's your experience. If you could change one thing as far as the poem selections or the time you were given to learn the poems or any of that, what would you change?
The poems was like, they was like old-fashioned. Like, I mean, not talking about the poems, but they pretty good poems, but I feel like they could be modernized a little bit. You know, like, I wanted to put my own touch on them. And, like, we should have, like, a longer time to study them. Well, I found out, like, it was, like, a couple weeks, so I started studying in a couple weeks. But I feel like we should have a longer time, and the poems should be more modernized. Because some of them words was, like, from, like, the 18th century, for real.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, and they kind of stumped me. I'm going to be honest with you. So you would prefer if you could write your own and kind of display your talent?
Display my own talent and, like trying to persuade them on, like, the new, like, what's happening in the world right now. Because all that stuff that happened in the 18th century, that already happened. Like, for real, John went to war. We know John went to war already. We can talk about racial issues, how the government won't give us, the government won't give us a chance as Black Americans in the society.
Did that make it a little bit more difficult that you couldn't really relate?
Yeah, it was hard because I wanted to put my own words in there. Like, it was hard because I picked the, like, most relatable poems I seen. It wasn't, like, none of the poems I like I wanted to read. I could see if they had a Langston Hughes poem or something. They ain't had nothing up in there.
Okay, but even with the poems that you selected, and the time frame you were given was a couple weeks. But overall, I was proud because you, like, crushed it. Like, a lot of kids that's never really dabbled in poetry would have probably been like, nah. What made you say you was going to do it?
I just wanted, like, it was different. Because I like to be different. I don't like to be average, you know. Oh, yeah, the average cat can do this. Well, I'm finna go above that and beyond, do something that it was my first time doing it. I thought it'd be a whole different experience. And then I thought it was going to be easy because I like to write. I thought you could write your own poem and that'd be straight. But I still stuck to the thing and learned all the poems. It was good. It was good. I feel like I should have memorized my last poem better, but it was straight in the time frame we had.
But for the first go round, I think overall you conquered your fear, which is major. And like you said, I'm the same way. I like to be outside the box. I don't want to be like everybody else. And with doing that, you finna make poetry popular now. Once people see how you out here performing in, you know, Detroit. Man. You Detroit. Yeah. Little old Muskegon is with Detroit names and Dearborn Heights. And as a ninth grader, man, like, that's dope because, you know, it's 12th graders. You were competing against 11th and 12th graders.
Yeah.
So you should be real proud of yourself for even stepping out there on that because me in the ninth grade, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm straight.
Man, it was just different. I said I'd just give it a shot, you know. If I like, I'm going to come back next year, though.
See, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, so, I'm going to come back next year. I'm going to make sure I got all the poems memorized, and I'm going to add my own kind of style to it. I tried to be proper last time. That's why I messed up. I was trying to make sure I got all them words up, but I got it for sure this time.
And so you preparing for next year already, right?
Yeah, I'm preparing. I'm studying. I'm still studying the poems. I just got to get that third poem down. I'm studying that.
And see, that's what makes perfect, though. It's like, sometimes we can be our own worst critics because me personally, I don't always hear what other people hear when they hear me speak. But to like see somebody who is a rapper, but also someone who is currently studying older poetry to compete again next year. You're gonna have your classmates like, dude, what's that? How can I do that?
Right. Yeah, I just wanted to step out, you know, because like everybody can rap, everybody can sound the same, everybody do everything the same. So if I take a word from like an 18th century poem and put it in there, I ain't know he could pronounce that word. Like, it'd be different.
You're trying to find a way to tie your music into the poetry to enhance your music game.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, basically.
Hey, what a beat.
So, like I can say a poem over a beat and it'd be a song. Like, it's the same thing. Like, you could dibble and dabble, like, between the both. It's like the same thing, basically.
And see, that's what a lot of people don't really grasp. Like, you're taking this poem, and instead of looking at it like, man, I can't do nothing with this.
All right.
You stopped and thought, like, okay, I'm finna start putting some of this into my music to kind of switch it up on them a little
bit. It's crazy, because some of the poetry writers be better than some of the rappers. Like, if you actually sit there and you think about it, like, what they saying, what they getting at, they be better than some of the rappers. But, you know, I mean, I looked at Tupac. I was like, Tupac did some poetry, so I'm going to try, you know. What's so bad about poetry?
Hey, you know, Tupac, Nas.
Yeah.
Wale.
I was watching Tupac. He was doing the Shakespeare and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll try poetry. That's why I really started trying. I was like, oh, Tupac did it. You feel? So it can't be too bad. Tupac did it.
He was
saying Shakespeare and stuff. So what's the problem with me going to say the arrow in the song? So what's too bad about that?
No, he had a poem, I think, called Rose Grew from the Concrete.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was his poem. Yeah. I read that, too.
I think we did that in Miss Break Class.
Yeah, with Miss Break Class, yeah, with the diatribe.
So how did you feel with the diatribe? Like, this was my first year, like, coming into the classroom with the diatribe.
I mean, it was good. It was different, though. Like, that's our first time. Like, I don't think English class, like, had a, like, poetry in it before. Like, I feel like it had a different flavor. Because, you know, it's like we do the same thing for, like, not talk about the teachers and that, but we do, like, the same thing for writing each year. Write a 5-paragraph summary for, you know, why English went to war or whatever. Like, but I feel like it put a different spin on it that we can, you know, learn something different. And we ain't got to study the same thing because, like, we study, like what? How does the earth spin? Like you know, like simple stuff. Like, it added a different spin to it.
So now it was different this year with this whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
But do you think it would have been even doper with them coming in, us coming in person?
Yeah, I feel like it would have been much better if, like, the coronavirus messed up everything, for real.
Yeah, I miss the one-on-one interaction. But yeah. With that, how did you feel the, like, tying, when we tied in mental health with the poems? You know, it wasn't like most people think, hey, you got to write a paper about this illness that's going on with you.
Right.
But they tied it into the poetry. Like,
it's like people telling how they actually feel, like what's going on with their head. That actually be pretty good. Like, if people just wrote down poetry or how they feeling in their head, yeah. that probably clear up a couple people. They won't be crazy no more, for real. If some people do that, well, they ain't crazy. But like, if some people do that, it'd probably be better for their mental health.
Definitely, and that's one thing that we tried to incorporate, and that's why we kind of shared and opened up with you guys. We noticed that some of them were like, yeah, poetry, we don't know about this.
Yeah, because us as teens, we just need, like, a platform, like, to speak out on. I want to, like, since I'm trying to be better myself, I want to, like, others around me to be better. Like, I encourage them, like, yeah, bro, go get that class, dude. What's going on? You need help with it? I got you, you know.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And see, with us, we're trying to come back in next year to keep it going, because eventually, at the end, we want to do a presentation where y'all voices can be heard.
Right.
But yeah. COVID kind of had us on Zoom all year.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. It's hard to focus at home on Zoom, because I listen, all right, I do this. And I see something on my phone, and then I start watching the video, you know, all kind of stuff. I start texting people. It's hard to focus on Zoom.
I give you credit, because I think it would be fairly hard for me as an adult to focus on Zoom. So I couldn't imagine being a high school student trying to focus on a Zoom. If you could say you took anything away from the experience with the Diatribe as well as Poetry Out Loud, what's like one or two things that you took away from it all?
Basically from both of them, the main thing I would say is be yourself. Like, be your own self. Do, like, whatever comes to your mind, do that. Do whatever comes to mind. Don't do something because somebody else, like, if somebody go get some shoes, oh, I think them cool, so I'm going to go buy them. Nah, you got to be yourself and be unique to your own self. The second reason, I don't know, I think it's just mainly be yourself, though. Because you only can control, like, what you think. Don't care what other people think about you. That's the second one. That's the main one. Don't think, because other people don't like you, you might have something that they want. That's why they don't like you.
So exactly.
That's how I go and see it. They don't like me because I got something that they don't got. So.
Because next year you're going to have that poetry title that you're going to bring back from the Poetry Out Loud. I mean,
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that that it made you want to go even harder next year.
Yeah, because I don't like losing. I ain't going to lie. I don't like losing. I thought I was coming in second. I was like, all right, I still got to do better. And I don't even think I play. So, yeah, I'm going to come back harder for sure next year. Because that stuff is just, I don't know. I stepped out of my comfort zone. But I don't like losing, though. That's why I'm finna do it again. That's my main thing.
That's a good thing because I'm very competitive myself. So, I understand that all the way. But, again, man, it took a lot of courage and bravery to do what you did.
Thank you.
Look, you might not have placed where you wanted to this time, but the fact that you were a ninth grader that stepped out your comfort zone and did something and was given the opportunity to do something that some seniors weren't even given that opportunity, it speaks volumes.
Thank you. It's just, I don't know, I wanted to be different. Everybody unique in their own way. You just got to find it. For real, that's the only thing I can say. You just got to find your own personal you.
So, next year, we're going to return and do another podcast with you telling us how it feels to be the champion.
Yeah.
That sound like a plan?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. That's what we're going to
Oh, that's what we're working for. We got this.
This podcast was produced by students from the Muskegon Community Education Center. The Muskegon Community Education Center is an alternative high school designed to prevent high school dropout through the use of unique traditional and non-traditional learning programs. MCEC is an essential step to earning a high school diploma, identifying a career path, and/or transitioning into college. MCEC provides a place where education is magnified using a collaborating community. The podcasts on this webpage are the work of a network of MCEC student journalists. The Muskegon Community Education Center's student podcast can be heard on wgbu.org/MCEC.